Hey there, and welcome to this episode of the Green Wife Happy Life podcast, where my husband, Rob, and I, Pam, just talk about like our average everyday family life and the low effort, like planet-friendly tweaks that I make to our existing daily family routines. So again, I'm Pam, I'm the Green Wife, and this is Rob.
With the happy life.
With the happy life. We all have a happy life.
This, by the way, is the only place ever that you talk more than me.
Right, it is.
I like that. When we're talking about Christmas.
We're going to talk about, we've got a couple episodes that we're going to dedicate to the holidays, to Christmas. And so in this episode, I want to talk about Christmas trees, because it's about that time where people are starting to put their tree up. And, you know, according to the stores, it was Christmas like 3 weeks ago or as soon as Halloween was over.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about specifically which type of tree is the most eco-friendly, an artificial tree or a real tree. And a few years ago, after a lot of years of us having a real tree, you know, I insisted that we switch to an artificial tree because I was adamant that it was much better for the environment and it wasn't green to cut down a tree every year. And so we totally switched to having a fake, you know, an artificial tree. And so years after like bringing the huge box out of the attic every year, you know, and I started to kind of look a little bit more into it, I changed my tune and had to admit that I was wrong. and not, we're, again, I don't
I've only brought it up a few times.
A few times every
season. A few dozen times. So because the artificial tree.
Well, we got a lot of, yes.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Right, so but, like, and you convinced me that over the long term, it would be less expensive than buying a new tree every
and that
year.
It was better for the environment because we weren't cutting down trees.
We weren't putting things in the, we weren't putting tree after tree in the landfill. Is that
right.
What it was? Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I hadn't really done my research.
Yeah.
So after, and again, this is just info and then you decide what works best for you. I'm not judging anybody, like whatever tree works for you.
She judges when she comes to your house.
Oh, gosh.
Just joking.
Have whatever tree you want. Whatever
right.
works for you.
All right.
I'm not about
all right.
judging. So, I mean, usually it depends on who it is. So, okay. So, a couple of just facts about artificial trees versus real trees. Not fake trees. Okay. So artificial trees, and these are stats I got from the National Christmas Tree Association, who even knew there was one of those, but there is. So artificial trees, the majority of artificial trees are imported from China. And don't look at my screen.
Oh, I have to guess things?
Well, let's
go ahead.
I always like to quiz you. So what is an artificial tree made of? Like, what would you guess?
Plastic.
Plastic. Okay. That was easy. Yeah. So they're made of like materials that aren't recyclable, like metals. You know,
right.
The stand is usually like metal and plastic. I mean, obviously the leaves or whatever they are, needles are plastic. They usually, depending on the cost of the tree, I mean, the, you know, can last. I mean, I guess maybe at some point they start to look a little used, ratty. I don't know. And
yeah.
then, you know, there's packaging to consider. Like all the packaging they come in, which is usually like styrofoam sheet things. And I guess these are all cons of artificial trees.
Yeah.
So more packaging, that means more landfill waste. They're usually shipped long distances. Like I said, they're made in China. So all those fuel costs to get shipped. I didn't know any of this before I started looking into it, which is, you know, why I looked into it. And then usually it's a lower initial cost. Like real trees are pretty expensive.
I mean, sometimes you get a real, we paid hundreds for our artificial tree.
For the last one. But then real, you know, actual real trees have been pretty expensive over the last few years.
Yeah,
right.
You can, it adds up.
Yeah. So, but to one of the upsides to an artificial tree is that you don't have to water it. There's
right.
no needles. There's no mess. Like it's
you don't
really,
have to go get it, put it on your car.
You don't have to go get it. And, yeah. you know, so depending on what works for you. Okay, so real trees. Here are some of the pros to real trees. Okay, so they support life, like while they're before they're cut down, by absorbing CO2 and emitting oxygen, because that's what trees do.
Okay.
tree farms are contributing, you know, to environmental benefits because they are replacing the seedlings annually. They're kind of providing like habitat for local wildlife. And because they're always kind of replanting, if it's a farm, it's sort of not really, you know, it's environmentally friendly.
You don't until you drop it down.
Well, and then you replace it. But okay. But I was going to say it's biodegradable. You can use it. It can be reused. It can be recycled. Like we have a curbside pickup for ours.
And they mulch it.
And they mulch it. That's right. They turn it into, reused for like mulch is what they use it for. It's less delivery costs. I mean, it's your own cost of going to pick it up. So it's not being shipped from, you know, overseas. Perhaps there's no packaging.
Right.
Except for that plastic thing. They wrap it around, you know, when they put it in that machine and they spin it and then shake it. So there is some plastic.
Yeah.
Some of the downsides, they may use pesticides or herbicides or fertilizers in the farming. So, you know, you can probably check that out with the farm before you go to it. And you may have to kind of travel a bit to get there, but considering.
Yeah.
It's a lot shorter than, again, where it might be.
Honestly, it's kind of fun. We have a good time.
It's become a tradition. Yeah. I mean,
Christmas tradition.
Yeah. I grew up with an artificial tree. So I never, and you grew up with an artificial tree?
Yep.
Yeah. So I never went to like a farm. And so now it's sort of like something I make my kids do.
Yeah.
It's for family fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are kind of like just the pros and cons of both kinds of trees and other greens for that matter, like wreaths, the same thing. And like other. What are the things you put on like your mantle, the garland type stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, those you can usually get fake or you can pick them up when you go get your tree. So,
I don't think about that as much, but yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, it smells great.
Yeah.
Is that a pro con? I'm not allowed to read your list. How about the smell of a real tree?
A smell. Yeah. I think that's a huge pro.
Yeah.
The smell of a real tree. So I really got sold. Once I sort of got past and learned more about the idea that, cutting down a tree is usually something that, you know, you're trying to like stay away from to preserve the trees. But I think a lot of it is what you can do with after it. I mean, you know, and to get rid of an artificial tree. Yeah. If you're done with an art, like what we did is we sold because one we had was really. Had been really expensive. So I think we sold it. So, you know, we put it up on like
used Christmas tree. It's so sad.
I mean, well,
somebody bought it. Yeah.
And so it didn't go to the landfill. So you can get rid of, you know, your artificial tree should you decide to switch.
Yeah.
You know, you could donate it. I think I've donated some before. I've put them on like Freecycle or sold them on like Craigslist.
Bring it to the office.
Bring it to the office. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things you could do with your artificial tree if you decide to switch.
Yep.
So, so that's just a quick kind of roundup on, you know, how green are your holiday greens.
Put that on your Christmas list. Yeah. Get a real tree. Swap out the artificial tree.
Yeah, it's something to think about. Like, even if you wanted to switch up your wreath and, you know, just info for you to think about. And if you want to make choices that are, I think, based on the pros and cons, I think having a real tree is eco-friendlier.
Yeah.
But you also have to do what works for you and your family and your space and
your pocketbook.
And your pocket, right. Yeah. I mean, whatever works for you is great. So you have options. So that's it. That was pretty quick.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah. So if you have any questions about it, you can always email. I'm at pam@greenly.co. But any funny thoughts to wrap us?
Christmas trees. Did you hear Santa's helpers like to post pictures of themselves in front of trees on Instagram? They're called elfies. They take elfies of themselves.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Okay. Wow. That's maybe just bad joke.
Okay. I guess
you're a dad, so I guess it's a bad dad joke.
Yeah.
So we'll give you that.
All right.
Okay. Well,
Merry Christmas. Thanks, ma'am.
That is it for this episode. And we, like I said, we have a bunch more episodes planned just to talk about other parts of the holidays because it's a time of year where there are lots of things and buying and wrapping and all that kind of stuff and lights. And so there's a lot to talk about. So where you can make some eco-friendly decisions.
So stay tuned for more information to make your Christmas even better.
See you next week. Bye.